This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, over the last couple days, I've been trying to get this message out. So I'm going to make the whole hour set apart just for this. So I can it's been a long day, let me tell you. I've already been on the road 3 hours, now I'm getting on the radio here. But again, not to excuse my stupidities here, friends, but I am a little bit tired. With that said, I'm going to get to it from start to finish today. And what it is, it's an article that I wrote on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Modern Day Professed Christian Singer Lauren Daigle Simply Couldn't Answer the Questions. Now, again, I said professed Christian for the very purpose. I would ask, where is Christ in her witness or as her witness? The Bible says that he who hath the Son hath life. And if there's no life, then what's the problem? And if you don't have the doctrine, how are you going to have the life? You get the point, right? Because there's a lot of people today that are calling themselves Christians when, in fact, they don't even know what the word says. So they're actually standing in contradiction of their own profession. Ezekiel 44, verse 23 tells us, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane." Who shall? Well, the kings, the priests, the peculiar people, Christians. Christians are the ones that are to teach the people the difference between holy and profane. And more so, not with their lip service, but by their exhibition of who they are in Christ. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read, okay? And we're also sent forth to be ambassadors. I'll get to that in just a couple moments. Again, American Christian representative, and she is a representative, friends, because it's the professed Christians in this country that have given her a platform to basically confuse the rest of the people that don't know the difference. Those that we would call reprobates, heathens, to those that are unsaved. So when we go back to the American Christian representative and singer Lauren Daigle, she was asked whether or not homosexuality was a sin. And she replied with, this is how she said it. So this isn't me mumbling it up for you, friends. She said, "I can't honestly answer on that." She said, "I can't honestly answer on that." In a sense, said Lauren, "I have too many people that I love that they are homosexual. I don't know. I actually had a conversation with someone last night about it. I can't say one way or the other." She said, "I'm not God." But you are his representatives, Lauren. So when people ask questions like that, said Lauren Daigle, that's what my go-to is. My escape from responsibility is what she's saying. I just say to the people that ask me questions like that, I just say, read the Bible and find out for yourself. Well, they are. They're reading your life. I've shared this with you in the past, friends, but it's noteworthy. And it comes to my aid even now. A preacher one time said, preach the gospel, and if you have to, use words. Now, that's not wholly true, but it says a lot, because actions speak a lot louder than words do. I just say, read the Bible and find out for yourself. Are you kidding me? And again, there's some truth in that as well. But the point is, someone is directly asking an ambassador, a representative of someone that claims to be a Christian, and she cannot give the answer. She says, and when you find out what the Bible says, she says, let me know, because I'm learning too. Yes, we are all learning. There's no question about it. But this is basic, elementary Christian duty, obligation before God, to know the Word of God in duty. And it's first our obligation. I mean, friends, what a shameful reflection of the modern American church in which she claims to represent today. And again, on Saturday, I was beginning to share with you that I have firsthand experience in not only the Christian music scene, but also in the secular music scene. And with that said, I'm not talking out of school. I'm not trying to put her light out to make mine bright. I'm getting tired of it, because once I got caught up into the Christian scene, the first thing that I noticed is that there's a lot of people that were ignorant of the Word of God. And that's why they were so confused. They knew everything the world had to say. They knew everything the TV had to promulgate and to teach them. But when it came to the Word of God, they were completely ignorant every step of the way. And I also noticed that in the professed Christian scene and the realm in the music industry, friends, you know, many of them were using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. They were underachievers, friends. And the reason they were underachievers is because they didn't, again, know the Word of God. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Common sense, friends. Common sense. And then one thing I also noticed once we got into the Christian scene is there was only a couple bands that we actually played with that were actually the real deal. Guardian, Bride, but it was modern gospel. No wonder why we got so many mushroom converts. There's no use of the law to bring or drive men to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, Galatians 3:24. And I noticed a lot of those musicians that were in the Christian scene, as they called themselves, were just simply looking for an opportunity to cross over into the world. They were using the Christian labels to get onto secular labels. That is completely backwards and upside down on its head, friends. Okay? And it really bothered me, because it was one of the first things that I noticed. They were playing off of the little Christian kids and the young Christian adults that didn't know the difference. And by the way, it's a lack of Christianity. I mean, how ridiculous, friends. I mean, companies, friends, that send representatives to other companies, those representatives know, they have to know who they're representing. They have to know every jot and tittle concerning the company that they are representing before they're going to sell anything to anybody. You know, and the Bible tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. And that's the job of the Christian, to be a faithful witness, friends, that delivereth men's souls. How faithful is a witness that can't even tell you what the Word says or declares? Again, what a shameful reflection of the modern American church which Lauren Daigle claims to represent today. And speaking of the music scene, friends, in the Christian scene, it's an absolute joke. You know who's MIA? You know who's lacking the witness of the Holy Ghost, folks? These professed Christians. And you know who's MIA? Jesus Christ. He said, if you deny me, I'll deny you. In other words, when you disobey me, I'm not going to bear witness to you. I'm only going to convict you of righteousness, sin, and judgment to bring about godly repentance with the use of faithful preachers that use the law. Isaiah 6, verse 2, Psalm 34, verse 8, Psalm 51, verse 17. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Good job, guys, on the GCN. Appreciate it. Folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Right now we're talking about Lauren Daigle. And, folks, the people that she represents on a broad base in the United States of America. Modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle couldn't answer the question. I asked the question, where's Christ then? That's a good question to ask. This is all on Sons of Liberty. And by the way, here's a little posted script for you. I could spend all hour and another hour just highlighting what's going on across the United States of America. The circus of politics is being played out, friends. Chuck Schumer is saying there's going to be no wall. And again, it just shows you the impotence of what's going on in this new administration. It's pathetic. It's all being played out as if it's real by actors. In America, we need to make distinction between that which is a show and that which is a reality, because to them it's a show, but to you, America, it's a reality. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over onto our Sons of Liberty Media Bradley Dean YouTube. Just posted the mayor's compact so you can understand to a greater degree as we peel the onion back as to what's taking place in this country. And I'm talking about in the natural. We already understand what's going on through the Word of God, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and read all the way through, friends, because that's where America is today. And things are getting worse, not better, because the American people so choose to turn the shoulder and ignore God's commandments, not suggestions. Now, again, with that said, friends, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, check it out online. Also wanted to let you know, if you'd like to, again, call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. One more thing, too, my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And again, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. With that said, friends, I also want to share a high five over the airwaves and on YouTube, our friend Michael Roach. We just thank you for your trust and thank you for the live broadcast as well. Now, going back to modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle, from start to finish, friends, she couldn't answer the question. And I ask again the question, where's Christ? Again, Scripture tells us in Ezekiel 44, verse 23, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, the right from the wrong, the light from the darkness, the righteous from the wicked." I mean, it's just Scripture through and through. But again, she was asked the question whether or not homosexuality was a sin. And she couldn't answer the question. She said, I can't honestly answer on that, is what she said. And she said, I'm not God. She said, her way out is, I just read the Bible, say to people, just read your Bible and find out for yourselves. And when you find out, let me know, because I'm learning too. Really? Do you have a mother and a father, Lauren? Why, yes, you do. Whoa, I never thought about that, Bradley. Without your father and your mother, you wouldn't be here, right? Now, if this world was filled with sodomites, homosexuals, guess what? You probably wouldn't be here, okay? So I don't think I need to even read the Bible to understand what I just told you, because common sense comes into play. And, of course, we're talking about someone coming up from the younger generation. You know, the world calls them the millennials. They just don't know the difference, you know, or they go to gay-friendly churches as if to suggest that eradicates or erases or redacts what the Word of God has to say concerning homosexuality. It's craziness, friends. It really is. It really is. You know, truth is subjective now to the person. You know, they're teaching in math classes today that 4 plus 3 equals whatever it wants, whatever you want it to equal. I mean, folks, this is what it's coming to. And it is ridiculous. And there is no excuse as to why this is happening in the United States of America today. Outside of what John Adams, the second president, said. He said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. So what is going? The church. And it's been going south for a long time, friends. It really has. And they claim to stand there with the answers that they can't give. Again, what a shameful reflection of the modern American church, which Lauren Daigle claims to represent today. The biblical illiteracy in this country is second to none, Hosea 4:6. The professed Christians claim that they have been given the answers from God that they cannot give. And folks, that is deceptive as well as fraudulent. Read Matthew 10, verse 8. Write it down. Cross-check me, friends. Cross-check my references. Folks, is Lauren Daigle and others, is this the best the church in America has to represent them? I'm curious. I don't know. I'm not God. You read your Bible and you just tell me what you learn and then let me know. Whoa! Whoa! You're asking a heathen to tell you the answers that you should be given to the heathen. Again, friends, you can't make this up. This is craziness. I mean, Lauren Daigle's been given the platform to preach the word, and the word she just does not know. And what does Isaiah 8:20 tell us in contrast to her ignorance, friends? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Yet, but the world follows her like she is a Christian set on fire? For who? I mean, folks, again, you can't make this up. Modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle couldn't answer the question. She couldn't answer the question. Now, I can already hear and answer someone who's a little hot under the collar for putting a question mark by that of professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle, saying, Bradley Dean, who are you to judge Lauren? Well, I'm not judging Lauren. But let me give you the judge's word and where it applies. And by the way, don't twist Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture. The church is commanded to judge. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. That's just the beginning. Read Deuteronomy 4, 6. Read the Torah, friends. which is fulfilled in Christ and through Christ. Read Romans 3, verse 31 when you get a moment. Let me give you the judge's word. And let me give you the judge's word and show you where the judge's word applies. Because the Bible is clear when it tells us that we are all to examine ourselves. Examine ourselves. How are we to examine ourselves? Well, most people every day of their life, they examine themselves by looking in the mirror. Well, guess what? Romans 3:20 tells us, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So, am I in sin? I don't know. I have to put the mirror of the law up on me so I can reflect. Right? As to what's in me. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. If you are in known sin, you are not in faith. You are in sin. And he who continues in sin will die in his sin, Scripture tells us. Right? Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not that your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, if he's not, except you be reprobates. In other words, if he's not in you, then you better ask the question as to what is in you. Read 2 Corinthians 13:5. Now again, catching up, the Bible teaches us to make distinctions. Okay. Now, I know, listen, friends, no matter where you're listening to me on right now, I don't care if it's a straight conservative radio station or maybe it's a Christian station. I don't know. I know a majority of them, probably 99% of the 105 radio stations that are carrying us right now are conservative outlets. Now, you claim to be a conservative, a patriot. You need to understand what that's derived from. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. Whose laws? God's moral law. That's why we have the Mosaic Institution, which is based on what? The Torah, right? And you call yourself a conservative. Well, guess what? A conservative is a preservative, which is derived from Christ, who said that you are called to be the salt of the earth, right? Okay, so we're all going back to the source of what we call ourselves, and that being Jesus Christ. 86% of you profess, let me say it this way, 86% of those that are listening to me right now profess to be Christians, and what I'm highlighting right now, you should already know. So this message applies to 86% of the people listening to me right now. And by the way, this is not apologetics to those other 14%. I'm not here to tell you I'm sorry for what you see. I'm telling you to get in the Word of God for yourself. You know, because what I don't want to do is give forth this message and have someone say within themselves, you see what I told you, man, they're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. Okay, great. They're a bunch of hypocrites. But keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Now, what is your excuse? We're going to come back to this because I want to show you how the Bible teaches to make distinction. I'm going to come back to how the Bible teaches as to how you are to make distinction. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
More than 60 Al-Shabaab fighters are dead after American airstrikes in Somalia. The U.S. military says there were 6 precision strikes against Islamic militants in the southern part of the African nation. Police are wrapping up their 2-day search for Colorado mother Kelsey Barrett, who disappeared on Thanksgiving. Over the weekend, police searched her fiancé's ranch, and Barrett's mother, Cheryl, is holding out hope that law enforcement will find their daughter.
I still know somebody knows where she's at. Somebody has seen her. We just need to get her face out there. People need to be able to recognize her.
House conservatives are standing behind President Trump regarding a possible government shutdown should there not be $5 billion in a new funding bill for the border wall. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan was asked if leadership is behind the funding.
I talked to Steve Scalise last week. I know that he is. I didn't get a chance to talk to Kevin or Paul, but I know that Steve is. I think they are.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for loading that up, guys, down at GCN. Merry Christmas to you guys as well. And Merry Christmas. Did you hear what I said? Merry Christmas to everyone listening to me. You know what? As far as Merry Christmas, this is the season. The Son of God is glorified in so many different ways. He's glorified in so many different ways in this country and across the globe. When people say to me, Happy Holidays, no, dude, I get what you're saying. Thank you for saying it. But Merry Christmas. He's a rock of offense to those that are disobedient. He's a stumbling block to those that are in disobedience. He's the head of the corner to those that are in disobedience. Friends, drop his name. Be name droppers, man. Merry Christmas. So therefore, I just wanted to throw that in there, friends. Merry Christmas. And you be sure, when you get done listening to this radio show, when you go into the store, when you go get gas, when you go get groceries, when you go to the post office, when you go shopping, Merry Christmas. And say it loud enough for 15 people to hear you. Merry Christmas. Encourage and embolden others to take a lead. Take a stand for the name of Christ, okay? Because we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Romans 1:18. Read it when you get a moment. Now back to this. We're talking about Lauren Daigle. Again, if you're just joining us, modern-day professed Christian singer. And by the way, she represents a plethora of those that call themselves Christians in this country, hands down. Modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle couldn't answer the question as if was and is homosexuality a sin. She just couldn't answer the question. She said she wasn't God. She said, read your Bible and find out for yourself. And when you find out, let me know because I'm learning too. Oh, I bet she's got a big sticker on the back of her on her bus, and it says this. It says, Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. Yeah, the world, the lost world wants to go to a church that doesn't know the direction they're going. Those that are in sin aren't looking for a Christ that's going to give them excuses as to why he doesn't fulfill his promises. How ridiculous. How hypocritical. A bunch of pretenders. And by the way, that is the definition of hypocrisy. Friends, and no wonder why Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. He also said of the Herodians, government corrupt doctrine and church hypocritical doctrines. Friends, the commandments of men making void the commandments of God. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. Now, the Bible teaches to make distinction, okay? Because right before the last break, I was talking about how we're to examine ourselves because we can hear someone out there, some church-wise Pharisee, say, Bradley, who are you to judge? I'm not judging. I'm just simply giving you the judge's word. And we're to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. We are to prove our own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. Examine yourselves to see whether you be in the faith. Hello. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Now, going to the distinction that the Bible teaches, well, the Bible tells us that there is wheat and there are tares. Matthew 13:24-30. The Bible teaches to make distinctions concerning, well, the sheep and the goats. Matthew 25:31-46. So in other words, just because someone again calls themselves a Christian doesn't make it so. When I was highlighting this last week, I brought us to this point, and what came to my mind is those natural lessons the Lord has taught me by the Holy Ghost. But isn't it interesting when you see those guys, and you've probably seen these videos, but there's these veterans that walk around with their suits on, and they have the Think a Vet hat on, or a veteran of Vietnam, or veteran of Korea, or World War II, or Afghanistan, or Iraq, and they go around and they gloat in the praise of men, and they're counterfeits, they're pretenders. They simply shaved their heads, and they put on a uniform that didn't belong to them, and they walked around and received the praise of those that were telling them thank you for their service. Well, they were again found out to be counterfeits. And it's the same thing that I'm highlighting right now in the spiritual. I cannot stand when people call themselves Christians, and then when you simply ask them a question, they can't even give you the answer. I remember doing a school in Nebraska, and it was a great assembly. I think there's 1,100 students there, and I remember when we were done, we must have been in a Christian community, a Christian conservative community, and I was just surrounded by a bunch of kids when I was done with my assembly, and they were telling me that I couldn't cross lines between church and state. They were telling me that I couldn't be doing this in a public school. And then when I ask them, can you make reference to that? And they always go back to the ACLU, the communist organization, right? And then when they would lose that argument, as they would call it, it's not an argument to me, it's facts. Facts are stubborn things, right? And there's no debate when you give people the truth. You don't have to debate nothing. Just stand there on the truth the way Christ did and does. And interestingly enough, I remember they started to say, well, they reverted back to, well, our pastor said... Our pastor, wait. I don't care what your books didn't tell me, because when I asked you to make reference to what you're calling me out for, you couldn't prove your point. I can. And then when you're talking about what your pastors are saying, I simply ask them, can you show me in the Word of God where it says that? And by the way, I'm not there, and I don't like it, to be honest with you. And I know that this might come across as being rather bizarre to some people. But I don't really like contending when I'm out and about doing what I do for no reason. I mean, unless the Holy Ghost jumps on me and there's a holy indignation, I'm not like one that wants to pick up a fight and contend for no reason. Yet the Bible does tell us in Jude verse 3, Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith. Contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. That was just for the record, okay? But again, going back to the point that when the kids couldn't prove what they were telling me that they learned from television... Then they would revert back to their youth pastors, which is not scriptural neither. And then I would ask them what the Bible says, and then when I'd make reference to the Bible, they couldn't tell me what the Bible said, but they could tell me what their youth pastor said. There's the problem again, friends. And Bradley, you're highlighting the problems. I know it, but I'm stringing the answers all the way through every time I make a record or reference over to the Word of God. Bringing it back to this point, talking about Lauren Daigle, couldn't answer basic elementary Christian questions. Folks, I could ask a worldling these questions and they would tell you yes. As a matter of fact, you should see the comments on this last article. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, it was just like, yes. Okay, well, why couldn't she answer that? She's the representative, right? So my point is just because, again, someone calls himself a Christian, does it make it so? Not at all. Not at all. When you go over to 2 Corinthians 11:14, I want you to listen to this because this is what the enemy does. For he that cometh and preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might bear well with him. Now, wait a second. Ministers, light, and I'm going to King James right now, just cross-checking this. Yeah, that's what did I say? I'm sorry. I was missing the four because I wanted to make sure I gave it to you exactly as to what it says. Now, I want you to understand how Satan comes, okay? And no marvel, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of what? An angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So we pay attention to their works, their fruits, right? Again, I want you to listen to this carefully because there's a whole plethora of these, and I'm going to highlight some of their names in just a moment. No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. How did he come? As an angel of light. Look at any dictatorship. Look at any Pharisee, friends. How do they come? They come as an angel of light. But when you judge them by their fruit, that tells us who they really are, and it contradicts their profession. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Craziness. Again, so the point is, just because they call themselves a Christian doesn't make it so. Lauren Daigle was asked whether or not homosexuality was a sin. She replied, I can't honestly answer on that. And now, I get a question for you, friends. 86% of you that claim to be something, I hope that you are. Did Jesus mandate that we were to be, if we were to be his followers, that we should first know his doctrine? Read John 1, verse 13. And also read John 7:17. And this is what John 7:17 says. First prerequisite, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Okay, so all of you that may be straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel concerning what I'm sharing with you, I'm just curious, what do you have to say now? If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. You know, friends, let me say it this way, because I want to give this answer back as well. Well, maybe she's just a baby Christian. Well, guess what, friends? Then if she's a novice, she has no business on that platform whatsoever. You know, I've heard people tell me, full-grown men tell me, how much they love the Lord, but they have no desire to know his word. Really? Doesn't the Bible say that he came unto his own and his own received him not? Yep, that's exactly what those people are saying. I love him, but just not enough to actually follow him. That's crazy. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back again and ask you some more questions concerning what Scripture says. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm making reference to the Word of God. Dividing the sheep from the goats and making distinction. Dividing wheat and tares and making distinction. And we'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Segment. I don't have time to take phone calls at this point. I got to give you a. We got a double recording going on down there. You guys rocking out, or what's going on? With that said, friends, I have to give you a quick download here. We were just talking about if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. And we're highlighting Lauren Daigle's response when she was asked if homosexuality was a sin. Okay, she said she didn't know. Now, does not the Bible teach that we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? Of course. Of course, and I'm not being patronizing to those that should know the difference, but I am speaking to those that don't know the difference. 2 Timothy 2:15. What of 1 John 2:5? But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. These are the people that are talking about their love for homosexuals, but she doesn't keep his word because she doesn't know his word. Hereby know we that we are in him by keeping his word. What about John 14:21? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Now, surely, friends, I can't love my brothers if I don't have the love of God in my heart. Okay? Jeremiah 29:11-13, and yet how many of these self-professed Christians declare their love for God when they don't even know his own doctrine? John 15:10. When you go to 1 John 5:2-3, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For all those that have a problem with what I'm saying right now, judging Lauren Daigle, I'm just giving you the judge's word. Now what do you have to say? The only thing you really can say is, I didn't know that. No, that's right. So you're one of those that I'm talking to as well. Now, no wonder why the lost in this world are confused about the church in America. See, again, Christians are to bring about the answers to the world, and yet we see with answers like that of Lawrence that they are a part of the problem. Read Daniel 9:7, confusion of faith. Again, friends, this is a lack of Christianity. This is, and these are, let me say it real clear, counterfeits in the Church of Jesus Christ today. I don't care if they can sing a pretty song. Let me see them in secret, and I'll show you who they are publicly. Okay? Matthew 16, verse 18. Maybe Lauren and those that she represents should maybe, I don't know, being facetious, read their Bibles before making such a claim that they are Christians, so that they know the Scriptures and what they teach before claiming that she is something that she is clearly not, and those that she represents are clearly not. And furthermore, Christians are again to be ambassadors and written epistles for all men to read. Christians are called to preach the Word. That's what they are called to do. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. Preacher. 2 Corinthians 3:2, 2 Timothy 4:2, and there you have scripture references. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. I mean, can you imagine sending an American ambassador over to a foreign country and they don't even know who they're representing? That's pretty ridiculous, right? Well, Daigle responded, in a sense, I have too many people that I love that they are homosexual. I don't know. I actually had a conversation with someone last night, said Lauren Daigle. I can't say one way or the other. I'm not God. Well, let me tell you something. If Lauren loves her homosexual friends, where's the love that warns of the impending judgment? Read Psalm 19:11 first and Hebrews 9:27 secondly. Maybe Lauren should be telling her friends what the Word has declared, namely, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is the message. It has not changed, Matthew 3:2. Now, let me tell you, tell the homosexuals what Lauren, who is unknowledgeable, fails to tell the homosexuals. Yes, homosexuality is an abomination, period. That's why in every state in our union, you will find that crimes against nature are a felony, friends, in every state in our union. Okay? Leviticus 18:22, verse 20-13, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Romans 1:22, for the sake of time, through 28. Romans 1:22 through 28. Okay? The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, sex before marriage, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Now, I have to slow my roll real quick right there. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Oh, 15 years ago, had a guy come in to my office. Knew him from the past. He was no good, but he was a nice guy. Oh, I was out of the world at that particular time for about 8 years. I was still a baby Christian. And in process, he was talking about Joel Osteen and how he loved Joel and how he was the greatest and he's got the biggest church and the biggest that's. And I said, yeah, that's interesting. But I said, he's pretty much a humanistic preacher. He's a motivational speaker, let's put it that way. And he said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, and the Holy Ghost knew what he was doing because I was kind of, my mind was MIA at that particular point concerning what was going on, but the Holy Ghost quickened me right away. And I said, you know, the Bible says that fornicators shall not have an inheritance into the kingdom of God. He said, well, what's fornication? I said, sex before marriage. Folks, I kid you negative, within 5 minutes he was out of the building. That was the message he didn't want to hear. And how prevalent that is today. How prevalent that is today. Jude 1:7, answering the question Lauren Daigle couldn't, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Folks, it's not my word, it's my daddy's. You want to go ahead and play with fire? That's fine. You're going to get burned. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Hey, friends, love tells the truth. It doesn't withhold the truth, for God is love. 1 John 4:18. Love is without dissimulation, a hiding under a false appearance. Romans 12:9. This is all in the Word. Hey, friends, Lauren Daigle gave a gross display of her lack of love through her biblical ignorance and dereliction of duty when appearing on the Ellen DeGeneres show and not preaching the Word to a world of sinners and seizing the opportunity. Amos 3:3. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? James 4:4. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. How did she get away with it? Well, nobody knew the difference. And nobody was going to tell those sinners in that room the truth, especially not those that profess to have the answers to those sinners. How ridiculous, friends. And maybe this explains why we have had several professing Christian artists, homosexuals and lesbians, by the way, who have come out of the closet, such as Jennifer Knapp, Dan Hazeltine, Vicky Beeching, Marcia Stevens, Ray Bolt, and the list goes on, deceiving self-professed Christian audiences because they just didn't know the difference. And what a display and exhibition of that which is not being preached from the pulpits in America today, that we would have homosexuals and lesbians that are self-professed Christians that have come out of the closet and everybody's okay with it. Now, I know not everybody's okay with it, but that's what you're led to believe. Hey, friends, Christians should and are commanded to know the difference. The fruit of a reprobate is what you see with these professors, Titus 1:16. And again, read Ezekiel 44:23-24. It says, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between that which is unclean and clean. And in controversy they shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgments, and they shall keep my laws and my statutes in all mine assemblies," and that's not changed, "and they shall hallow my Sabbaths." Hey, folks, Lauren goes on in her scriptural ignorance. So when people ask questions like that, that is my go-to. I just say, read the Bible and find out for yourself. Well, friends, I just told you what Lauren didn't want to tell you, nor did she know what to tell you. It's been said the biggest reason for large numbers of unbelievers is the hypocrites of the self-proclaimed believers. Believers that don't believe. Crazy, right? Read Matthew 23. And Lauren Daigle is a mere representation of the mass professors in America. And how many times did Jesus warn his followers of those who would come in his name and deceive many? Matthew 24:5-8, Mark 13:6, Luke 21:8. Over and over again we see that when one claims to be a Christian, that people stand back and take them for their word rather than their action, or rather than their inactions. Matthew 7:16. And instead of Christians keeping their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, Hebrews 12:2, Jesus Christ as our example, well, so then they can detect the counterfeits, they simply deceive themselves that somehow or another everything's just okay, and it's okay to be a part of a gay-friendly church. And hirelings told them so therefore it must be so. Folks, John 10:12, we love you by what we do. And folks, it's our job to know the difference. Mark 16:15, and read 2 Peter 3:18 when you get a moment. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.